being broadcast on the Trib Live High School Sports Network. You can listen to the game anytime you want by logging on to tribhssn.triblive.com. The exclusive home for the 2019 Whippoorwill Playoffs is the Trib Live High School Sports Network. And remember that any rebroadcast or retransmission of today's broadcast is strictly prohibited and must be approved by the WPIAL and the Trib Live High School Sports Network. 32-26, Pine Richland on top of the Butler Golden Tornado, and Butler will actually begin the second half with the ball. Again, we talked about Butler just trying to find a way to generate some offense. Not sure exactly. I mean, 26 points, decent first outing, but again, we know the Golden Tornado have been proven to score more. Of course, the Rams would be saying much the same. So the Golden Tornado now in the second half will be moving left to right on your radio dial, and the Rams will come out in the 1-3-1 defense again. A fresh 8 minutes on the clock, and we've got 16 more minutes of basketball to play. Check that, Pine shows 1-3-1 and then quickly falls back into the man. Morton coming out, top of the key. They switch, and now guarded by Shanahan. Looks to attack, drives, layup, no good. Rebound off the Rams, and the Golden Tornado will inbound underneath. 7:45 to go in the third. Morton to inbound now for the Golden Tornado underneath. Lobs it into Patton, who then hands it off back to Morton. Guarded by Llewellyn. Crossover move for Morton. Looks to drive. Easy lane. Left-handed layup up and in. Morton with 16, but here come the Rams. Shakalski top of the key. Shakalski will then trigger to his right to Pat Cash. Back up top to Shakalski. Swung along to Pulse. Now corner to Shanahan. Driving baseline. Inside pass to Llewellyn. His shot is well deep. Off the glass. Not much else. And the rebound goes to the Golden Tornado. Here's Ethan Morton with it now. Top of the key. Looking to drive. In between the legs. And we're going to get a blocking foul against the Rams. Patrick Shanahan showing the elbow, and that means the Golden Tornado will inbound on the sideline. Oh, check that, they're going to say it was underneath. First foul of the half for Pine Richland. 7:15 to go. Butler trailing by 4, 32-28. Ball tossed in deep to Ethan Morton, guarded by Petcash. Looking to drive, attacks the right side. His layup up and in. Ethan Morton with 18 tonight. Butler draws within two as they begin the second half on a 4-0 run. Shakalski with it quickly the other way. His layup does not go. Rebound being fought for. The Rams come away with it. Corner to Shakalski. Wide open. His lead ball is long and pulled down by Ethan Morton. Pushes it up quickly to Carney. Carney drives the lane. He's fouled on the way up, and Devin Carney will go to the line with an opportunity to tie this ball game. 6:48 to go in the third. Carney with 9 points in the first half, and he will go to the line for the first time tonight. The first one is up, and it is good. The freshman makes this a one-point game. The Golden Tornado trailed by 6 at the half. They've now cut that lead to 1, and now will hope to tie. Here's the second from the freshman. That one rattles home as well. Butler begins the second half on a 6-0 run, and we're all tied at 32. Shakalski triggering to his right. And now we'll swing it along to Petcash, left side wing to Shakalski. Swung along back to Pulse, top of the key. Inside pass goes to Shanahan. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound being knocked around, still being fought for. And is saved by Patton, but goes right to Pine Richland. Shanahan drives, drops the foul, and one. You applaud the effort, but that's the second, if not third time tonight, the Golden Tornado have saved a ball from going out of bounds, and then have been beat after Pine Richland gets that save. In fact, Pine's probably got 6 to 8 points on it. Shanahan's and one is up and in. Pine back up by 3, 35-32, and showing full court pressure. Patton with it now. Inside pass goes to Carney. He turns around, and then we'll just send it right back out to Ethan Morton, top of the key, 6:15 to go in the third. Butler trailing by 3. Morton guarded by Shakalski, gets the screen from Clement. Now they'll switch, and he is guarded by Shanahan. Looking to drive, kicks corner to Patton, open three, fouled, and one! Luke Patton with a three from the corner. Daniel Petcash came through and had him on the arm, which means Patton will have the opportunity to give the Golden Tornado the lead, 35-35. And here comes a four-point play, possibly. And Patton connects his first points of the night, give Butler the lead. Shikulski, though, with it quickly the other way. He fires a long three, and he got it. Greg Shikulski with the return. He's got nine, 38-36 Pine. Butler coming quickly, corner to Carney. Three ball halfway down, does not go. Petcash pulls down the board. And now Petcash will push the floor, working in the middle, looking to attack, drives the lane, scoop layup, up, no good, rebound pulled down by Patton. He hands it off to Ethan Morton. Morton working middle, now kicking out to Maddox Clement, who will then, they'll get a timeout. And so the Golden Tornado burn their first timeout of the evening. We'll take a timeout as well. 38-36, the Golden Tornado trailing Pine Richland with 5:35 to go in the third. You're listening to Butler Basketball on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, their attorneys strive to provide clients with exemplary service, meeting all of your legal needs. Call Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham, 724-283-2200, or visit dmkcg.com.
38-36, Pine Richland on top. Golden Tornado, though, on a 10-6 run to start things in the first, or rather second half. And they started actually on a 6-0 run. Toss in a Luke Patton and 1-3. You don't see that all that often. And actually, Patton, and he would at least tell you that he didn't believe he fouled in Saturday's game. David Pantelis, who let go a three late in the game. They called Patton for running through the arm. And so I didn't get a good look at it in the corner. And sometimes you wonder if you learn from your mistakes and if Patton was trying to sell one right there. But nonetheless, a big shot from the junior, the big and one, helped give the Golden Tornado the lead. But a big three on the other end by Craig Shikulski gave Pine the two-point lead. Back and forth to start things here in the third. And the Golden Tornado now will inbound on their sideline. Ethan Morton with the ball. Let's see what the coach drew up coming out of the timeout. Morton will be guarded by Petcash. And there actually seems to be a sense of confusion from the Golden Tornado. Morton will look to drive. Kicks corner to Montag. Open three. Front of the rim. No good. Rebound Pine. They got numbers. It's Shikulski in transition. Wide open. Layup is up and in. Pine making this a four-point lead. 40-36. Rams still showing full court pressure. Patton on the sideline, skips it across to Morton, floats it up to Carney. Carney on the wing, puts it on the deck. Crossover move, works his way back to the middle and fires it across to Morton. Guarded by Petcash. Morton looking to drive. Spin move on the interior. Layup up does not go, but Montag there with the offensive board. Swings it back up top to Devin Carney. Carney now guarded by Shikulski. Step back three. Yes, sir! Devin Carney with 14 tonight, 40-39. Pine in front. Shikulski triggers right to Pulse. Pulse puts it on the deck, hands it off to Petcash. Top of the key. Petcash will look to go high post. Not there. Now it is. Llewellyn kicks out wide to Pulse. Pulse will take one dribble and go corner to Shikulski. Shikulski, bounce pass inside to Shanahan, down to Llewellyn. Layup up and in. Again, they raised the zone and found Llewellyn open underneath. 42-39, Rams in front, 4:10 to go in the third. Patton's pass goes to Morton, but not first being deflected by Pine. Morton will drive, layup, no good, rebound off Pine Richland. It will be Golden Tornado ball. The Rams thought it belonged to them, and the Golden Tornado thought Ethan Morton got fouled, so maybe we'll wash it out and just have Butler keep the ball. Patton to inbound, looking, goes corner to Carney. Carney after the big step back three. Looks to drive. Spin move on the inside. He gets tangled up and gets called for a walk. And so a turnover for the Golden Tornado will go and give the ball back to Pine Richland. Butler only with three turnovers, though, unofficially in the first half. Rams up the floor with it quickly. It's Shikulski inside to Llewellyn. Back up top to Petcash. Back to Shikulski. Long three. Front of the rim, no good. But a big offensive board for Petcash. Petcash goes up. Layup, no good. Rebound fought for. Clement comes away with it. Off of Pine Richland. It should be Golden Tornado ball after the delayed call. Does indeed give it back to Butler. 42-39, 3:39 to go in the third. Full court pressure remains from Pine. Patton with it now, swings it across to Morton, up to Devin Carney, quickly double-teamed at the half-court line, and the Golden Tornado will take a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. It's 42-39, 3:31 to go. You're listening to Butler Basketball on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurances accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
It's a 42-39 lead for Pine Richland. Golden Tornado with the ball after the 32nd timeout taken by Matt Clement. On the other side of the bracket, Mount Lebo right now in front of Cannon McMillan, 38-28. A rather low-scoring game for a Mount Lebanon team that averages over 65 points per game, if not 70 points per game. So a nice defense from the Big Macs. However, they just haven't been able to generate enough offense. But in this one here, Butler trailing by three. And it will be Ethan Morton with the ball working against the man-to-man defense. Morton rolling to his left. Gets a high screen from Montag. Now will look to penetrate. Not there. Steps back out. Goes Patton corner and then right back to Morton. High screen again from Montag. He will look to drive. Rather, Morton, that is. Gets to the low block. Layup off the glass and in. Ethan Morton now with 20. Ball pushed up the floor quickly off of Mason Montag, who deflects it out of bounds, and Pine Richland will keep the ball with 3:02 to go in the third. Pulse inbounds to Shikalski, top of the key, triggered right to Petcash, inside to Shanahan, turnaround jumper, no good, rebound cannot be pulled down by the Golden Tornado. The offensive board goes to Pine, they cannot connect. Another offensive board for Daniel Petcash, he scores at the rim. 44-41, that is a board that the Golden Tornado had in their hands and let go. Morton with it now, inside pass to Montag, out to Clement, open three, that one is short. Rebound though, Golden Tornado. Outletted to Morton, corner to Carney. Carney gets to the elbow, steps back out and flips it over to Morton. Morton looking to drive, kicks corner to Montag, back up top to Carney. Carney fires a three, and he buried it again! The freshman with five threes tonight ties the game, 44-44. It's Pulse with it now on the right side wing. Floats it back up top to Daniel Petcash. Skipped along perimeter to Shikalski. Back up top to Petcash. Inside to Llewellyn. Floated underneath to Shanahan. Turnaround layup. Up and in. They've done it again. Inside and then even more so inside. 46-44. Carney looking to drive. Kicks out wide to Clement. He pumps a three. Spin goes corner to Carney again. Carney will put it on the deck. Dribble back out and hand it off to Ethan Morton with 1:45 to go in the third. Morton guarded by Shikalski on this possession. High screen results in Pulse switching to guard Ethan. Ethan looking to drive. Spin move on the inside. Finishes at the glass and the foul. The big man elevating to the rim. Tie ball game. 46-46 with 1:37 to go in the third. We'll see Logan Murray check into this game. He comes in for Patrick Shanahan. Shanahan with 5 points in the third. Morton with 22 tonight. Free throw no good. Board fought for off the Golden Tornado after Morton misses the free throw. It goes out of bounds off Butler. Pine will get the ball back. Morton tonight only 2 of 4. We say only 2 of 4. He's generally automatic from the charity stripe. Pine goes inside to Llewellyn, low block and a foul against Ethan Morton. They say he blocked him underneath as opposed to getting the arm, and so that will send Llewellyn to the line to shoot a pair. Actually, the first foul to half? No, second foul to half against the Golden Tornado. Second against Ethan. Llewellyn to the line. First trip there tonight for the senior. First one is up and good. Pine back on top, 47-46. Llewellyn with 7 tonight. Here comes the second. That one front of the rim, no good. Morton rips down the rebound. bringing it up the floor, being chased by Shakulski. He's able to get by, and a pure steal from Petkas. 3-on-2 the other way for the Rams. Shakulski at the rim, layup no good, rebound knocked around, pulled down by Shakulski, nearly lost it in the corner, and a timeout taken by Jeff Ackerman and the Rams for fear that Shakulski would be caught there. Matt Clement talking to the officials, asking for a reach foul, and I mean, if it would be one heck of a clean pickpocket by Petkas if he was able to come away with just the ball. That does not happen all that often against Ethan Morton. So either a really nice play by the senior Petkas or a missed call by the men in stripes. Either way, Pine will keep the ball as they lead by one, 47-46. Both teams with three timeouts, by the way. Pine with four team fouls in the half. The Golden Tornado with just two. Just a 30-second timeout taken by the Rams. So again, defensively for the Golden Tornado, in my opinion, this has been the best defensive game they've played Pine Richland in a while, actually, even though they've allowed 47 points to this stretch. I think for the most part, they've been able to defend areas. They've had lapses, don't get me wrong, but compared to what we saw a few weeks ago, back in January when Pine torched his Butler defense, it's probably been their best defensive effort against the Rams. And as soon as I say that, they get a shot from Llewellyn at the elbow, and he buries it. Nicely designed play by Ackerman coming out of the timeout. And now Pine back on top by three, 49-46. Full court pressure again from the Rams. Patton skips it up to Carney. Carney in the corner will give it off to Clement. Back up top to Carney, who then tosses it over to Ethan Morton. 50 seconds to go in the third. High screen from Carney. Morton looking to drive, and we're going to get a push foul against Dan Petkas. It will be the second against Petkas, the fifth of the half against Pine Richland. Golden Tornado inbound underneath with 46 seconds to go in the third. Morton lobs it into Patton, who catches it on the elbow, flips it back off to Morton, crossover move. Morton looks to attack, not there, tosses it over to Clement, flips it right back to Morton. Right side wing, guarded by Shakulski, looking to drive, attacks, layup, and he finishes. Ethan Morton making it a one-point game, 49-48, Pine in front, 28 seconds to go, and the Rams will play for the theoretical last shot. Shakulski with it, standing on the logo. 17 to go. 2-3 the defense from the Golden Tornado. Now he will move. Goes to his left. Gets to the wing. Pumps the three. Hands it off to Murray. Murray brings it back around. Bounces it over to Pulse. Pulse turns around. Jumper. Oh, my goodness, he made it. And the time will expire. Kyle Pulse held scoreless in the third. Fires a three and makes it at the buzzer to give Pine a four-point lead. 52-48 the score. Fourth quarter action coming up next. Pine in front right here on WBUT in the Triple I High School Sports Network.
Tired of initiation fees, monthly dues, and paying for a cart every time you play golf? If so, Old Stonewall Golf Club has the membership for you. Enjoy an all-inclusive membership at Old Stonewall for only $4,000 for the entire year. This covers unlimited golf, cart fees, driving range membership, and significantly discounted guest fees. Treat yourself to a full season of golf without any commitment at one of America's top 50 courses you can play, according to Golf Digest. For more information, visit oldstonewall.com. That's oldstonewall.com.
It's home show time, and Mars Bank has two great home show specials. To make your home improvement dreams come true, right now get a Mars Bank home equity loan for as low as 3.79% APR. That's as low as 3.79% APR. Don't own a home? Register for one of our five free first-time homebuyer events. Learn about grants you can use toward your down payment. Learn more at marsbank.com, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Mars Bank NMLS number 594084.
A Kyle Pulse three right at the buzzer gave the Pine Richland Rams a four-point lead, and they'll get the ball back to begin the fourth quarter. Tyler Friel with you on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network. Winner of this ball game goes on to the Peterson Event Center. Saturday night, 9 o'clock, is the scheduled tip-off. 6A championship right now at latest report on the end of the third. Mount Lebanon was in front of Cannon McMillan, 38-28. Both these teams have played Mount Lebanon before. Pine Richland beating the beating Mount Lebo by nearly 20. It was 101-82. And then Mount Lebo beating Butler nearly by 30. And so both scores going one way or the other. But right now we've got a four-point ball game, and the Pine Richland Rams will begin the fourth quarter with the ball moving right to left on your radio dial. Shikalski with it, top of the key. Standing at the logo, and now we'll bounce it off to Petcash left side. Back up top to Shikalski. Pine in no hurry to move this offense. And now Morton will come up. Shikalski will look to drive, not there. Butler will come back up to show pressure. I mean, for the most part, Pine's gone four corners here in the first 30 seconds of the quarter. So it's going to be a matter of how patient Butler can be and how patient Pine can be too, I suppose. And Shikalski continues to hold. Now we'll float it over to Petcash. Petcash then tosses it right back to Shikalski. Pine's burned nearly 45 seconds here to begin the fourth. Petcash floats it right back up to Shikalski. Swung along to Murray. Pine hasn't gone further than the three-point line. Now Shikalski will drive, and he is fouled on the way up. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Now Matt Clement has a decision to make with 7:02 to go after the foul by Charlie Cranebacher, which is his second. When do you go, man? I mean, if Ackerman is willing to kill clock, which seems to be the case, as Shikalski hits the first. I don't know. Interesting coaching. Or do you go to a trap-based defense? I don't know. We'll see what happens. Now a five-point lead for Pine. Shikalski fires off another. That is no good, and Morton rips down the board. Here comes Ethan with it, working to the middle. Drives, layup, up and in. 26 tonight for Morton. Back to a three-point game, 53-50. And now Butler will move to that man-to-man defense. Shikalski triggers right to Petcash. He will drive inside. Layup rejected by Morton. Pulled down by Patton. He hands it back off to Ethan. Ethan looking to drive, and we're going to get a blocking foul against Dan Petcash, and that will be Petcash's third. The team six for Pine, so that means still shy of the bonus are the Golden Tornado. And Butler will inbound underneath. It will be Morton. Triggers corner to Patton. Three ball. Yes, sir! Tie ball game, 53-53. Butler back to the 2-3. Petcash has it, right side wing, dribbles back to the middle. He'll then bounce it over to Shikalski. Shikalski pumps a three, now has an open look. He's well off. Rebound pulled down by Charlie Cranebacher. The freshman outlets to his fellow peer, Devin Carnew, tosses it right back to Morton. High screen from Montag. Morton drives! No layup, no good. Putback doesn't go, and the third time draws the foul. The effort from the junior. The foul called against Colin Llewellyn, who will pick up his second. It will send Morton to the line to shoot two after the third chance for the board resulted in a foul. The first one up by Ethan is good. And the Golden Tornado now lead by one, 54-53. Here comes the next for Ethan. That one rattles around, does not go. Rebound fought for off the Golden Tornado and out of bounds. A rare 50% night from the line for Ethan, but Butler does lead by one, 54-53. Shikalski with it, triggers right. Pulse inside to Petcash, turns around, drives, baseline, picks up the dribble, swings it out to Shikalski. Shikalski penetrates, flips it under to Llewellyn, who cannot finish at the rim. Rebound goes out of bounds, off the Rams into the Golden Tornado. Rams showing full court pressure. Bounce pass back to Morton. Morton splits defenders. Now we'll split another two before flipping off to Luke Patton. And actually, Morton will draw the foul. That will send Butler to the line to shoot the one and one. And let's see who it's on. It will be charged to Greg Shikalski, who will pick up his first, I believe. Seems to be the case. Yes, it is. And so Morton. Morton to the line to shoot the 1-1. First one is up and good. Butler now leading by 2, 55-53, 5:31 to go in the fourth. And here comes the second from Ethan. That one is good as well, a 3-point lead for the Golden Tornado. They trailed by 4 to begin things in the fourth. Shikalski swings it over to Murray. Murray back up top to Shikalski, swung along to Pulse, inside to Petcash. Petcash will toss it back out. Shikalski, let's go, an open three. That one does not go. Rebound up and in, plus the foul. It was Kyle Pulse who came from behind, finished at the rim, and that foul will be charged to Ethan Morton, who picks up his third. Pulse to tie the game. He did it. 56-all. 20 points tonight for Kyle Pulse. Full court pressure from Pine. Butler splits it. Morton drives. Layup at the rim. Up and in. 58-56. And here comes Shikalski with it. Working against the 2-3. Pumps it inside. Then will force it inside to Petcash. Back out to Murray. Swung along perimeter to Pulse. Pulse loses it on the way in. Out of bounds. Ooh, off the Golden Tornado, they say. And they give the ball to Pine. Butler fans are letting the Stripes know about it. Pine tosses it in deep. Shikalski swings it along to Petcash. Now Murray's got it on the wing. Hands it back over to Petcash, who then will pump a pass to Murray before ultimately giving to it. He pulls the trigger. That one is well deep, and Carney comes away with a board. Carney now racing up the floor. Across court pass to Cranebacher underneath. Layup, and he will get called for a travel. So a turnover for the Golden Tornado after the nice pass by Carney across the court. Butler, though, still leading by 2, 58-56, 4:34 to go in the fourth. Shikalski, the point guard. Butler still in the 2-3. Inside float pass to Petcash, connects underneath. Ball, though, lost. It was stripped away by Cranebacher, and Morton draws the foul on the loose ball. I can tell you what, my friends, momentum has swung the way of the Golden Tornado right now. The foul committed by Levi Wentz, who will pick up his third. It will be the ninth against Pine Ridgeland. Morton to the line to shoot the 1-1. First one, good. Good. 59-56, 4:24 to go in the fourth. But this Pine team does not go anywhere. They never do. Second one from Morton. That one rattles around and falls. 4-point lead for Butler. 60-56. Shikalski bounces it over to Pulse. Nearly stolen but recovered. Petcash now has it on the wing, and we are going to get a blocking foul against Charlie Cranebacher as Petcash was looking to drive. It will be Cranebacher's third. It will be the fifth against the Golden Tornado, so Pine will inbound underneath. Paul's looking, still looking, still looking. Floats a corner to Murray, who has to reach up and pull it down, but he does nonetheless. Petcash with it on the wing. Bounces it back up top to Shikalski, swung along to Pulse, now corner to Murray. Back up top to Shikalski, bounce to Pulse. Pulse will put it on the deck and toss it back over to Shikalski. Shikalski with it, gets it to an open. Petcash fires a three, tipped by Patton. Rebound pulled down by Ethan. 3:50 to go in the fourth. Butler leading by 4. Pine in, looks like a 2-3, actually. Morton crossover move. Drives corner to Carney. Three ball on the way. Front of the rim, no good. And rebound being fought for, pulled down by Pine. I thought it hit the back of the backboard, but they don't call that. So here comes Shikalski with it, top of the wing. He will bounce a pass. It goes off the foot of Devin Carney and out of bounds. 3:23 to go in the fourth. Butler leading 60-56. It was an open look for Carney. He's been very good from three-point land tonight. He's hit 5 of them. Just wasn't able to get that one to go. Petcash swings it along to Pulse on the wing. Pulse puts it on the deck and fires it back over to Shikalski. Shikulski looking to penetrate, not there, bounces it to Wentz. Wentz on the left side wing, skips a pass across to Pulse. Up top to Shikulski, splits defenders, kicks corner to Murray. Murray will drive, jumper from the elbow, back of the iron, no good. Offensive board pulled down by Wentz. He outlets it over to Pulse, back up top to Levi Wentz. Wentz will split defenders and gives it over to Pulse, fires a three, that is no good. Rebound to Carney. Carney working up the floor, nearly lost it, is able to recover, and a smart timeout taken by Matt Clement. We got to take a timeout as well, folks. 60-56 the score, 2:46 to go. Butler in front. It's Golden Tornado Basketball on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
Every team plays better when they're at home. And when it comes to choosing a personal injury attorney, having a home court advantage matters. I'm attorney Ray Conlin, and at Conlin Tarker, we believe that attorneys have a duty to not only their clients, but to the communities they serve. That's why we are proud sponsors of our local sports teams, and that's why we work tirelessly to fight for you if you've been involved in any type of accident that has resulted in personal injury or death. After all, there's a reason they call it a home court advantage. Learn more at ConlinTarker.com or call for a free case evaluation. Conlin Tarker, we fight for you.
60-56, the score. The Golden Tornado on top. Tyler Friel with you. WBUT Trib Live High School Sports Network. Butler's had the scoring advantage in the fourth. 12-4, they've owned it. Hein Richland coming out to begin the quarter in four corners offense. They were trying to kill some clock. I always believe, and actually Ackerman was the one who said this in the Peters Township game, playing not to lose. It's a different strategy. And, you know, with how well this Pine Richland team attacks, you thought they would keep the pressure on. They opted to go with killing the clock, and it worked on the first possession. However, the Golden Tornado were able to quickly find momentum and now find themselves with a four-point lead. And they will inbound on the sideline. It will be Patton. He triggers into Morton, guarded tightly by Levi Wentz. Morton attacks, gets to the lane, drives. No call! My goodness, there was contact like it was an NFL offensive line. It's Murray with it now. Even if it was a charge, there should have been a call. My goodness. Boy, that was a ref that froze. Pine with it now. Petcash has it. He drives. Layup, no good. They thought there was contact on that one. It would be the makeup call. 60-56 to score. Morton with it now, and he draws the foul in the forecourt. And that will send him to the line to shoot two this time with 2:16 to go. And sorry for the reaction, but Morton had driven the lane, and there was contact like you wouldn't believe. And again, we've said it all year long, foul charge. There always has a feeling like there needs to be something called. There was nothing called there. The first from Morton is good. 5-point lead for the Golden Tornado, 61-56. And here comes the second from Ethan. He hit it. Up to a 6-point lead, but here come the Rams. It is Shikulski with it, top of the key. Puts it in between the legs, triggers right to Murray. Back to Shikulski, looking to drive. Drives the left side, scoop layup, up. Hangs on the rim, but does not go. Morton pulls down the board. He skips it across to Devin Carney. Actually, pulled down by Clement. Clement then swings it back up top to Carney. Loose ball on the floor. Morton pulls it down. Morton will look to drive and then circles back out inside 2 minutes, and a foul as Kyle Pulse hits Ethan Morton near the half-court line. Morton will go to the line to shoot a pair. The Golden Tornado leading by 6, 62-56. And the Butler faithful come to their feet inside Fox Chapel High School. The foul against Pulse will be his second. And we're in the double bonus, so Morton will shoot two. First one is up and in. ...63-56. Second one is good as well. Here comes Shikulski with it. Pumps a shot at the key. Triggers right to Murray. Back up top to Shikulski. Swung along to Petcash. Open three. Halfway down. Does not go. Ford being fought for off the Rams, and the Golden Tornado get the ball. 1:42 to go in the fourth, 64-56. Patton to inbound. He is looking, still looking, still looking, and it is tipped by the Rams. The Golden Tornado will keep the ball. Burns a second. Patton now will inbound on the baseline. Looking, and he's able to get it into Carney. Carney, facing pressure, is able to sprint up the floor, fire it up to Montag. Montag draws the foul as Llewellyn came from behind and got the arm of the junior. That will send Montag to the line to shoot two. First one from Montag is good. ...65-56, 1:37 to go in the fourth. Butler hoping to make this a 10-point game. Butler clears the paint. Montag shot up, no good, rebound to Pine. Petcash running up the floor quickly, goes over to Shikulski, lets a three-ball go, halfway down, that one does not go. Morton pulls down the board, he's in the corner and draws the foul. 1:28 to go as the Butler fans are feeling a possible victory. But again, I remind all of our listeners, this is a Pine Richland team that does not go anywhere. First one from Morton sits on the front of the rim and falls. Tonight, he is 12 of 15 from the line. He had started 2 of 4. Second one is off the front of the rim, no good. Petcash with the board. Petcash sprinting down the middle of the floor. Now guarded and throws it across to Murray. Chucks a long three. Front of the rim, no good. Patton with the rebound. Patton will get tangled up. We've got a help. No, we've got a foul first. They're going to call foul, which will send the Golden Tornado to the line. We had one official calling for a jump. We had the other official calling the foul first, which means Luke Patton will go to the line. And again, Clement tells his players, hey, relax and calm down. 1:17 to go and a 10-point lead for the Golden Tornado. 38 points tonight for Ethan Morton. 12 of 15 from the line. Check that, 12 of 16, I apologize. First one from Luke Patton is good. Patton tonight with 8, 67 to 56. Butler leading by 11. Here comes the second. That one is good as well. Shikulski, three ball, no good. Rebound, Morton. Ethan working against defenders. We'll split them. Get to the half court line, circle back around. Nearly lost it, but draws the foul. Shikulski called for the reach. 1:04 to go, 68 to 56. Butler in front. Shikulski charged with his second. Butler will clear the paint again. First one good. 39 points tonight for Ethan Morton. 2nd from Ethan is good. A 40-point performance from the junior. 14-point lead for the Golden Tornado. Murray for three, and he got it. Timeout taken by Pine Richland. We'll take a timeout as well. 70 to 59 the score, 58 seconds to go. You're listening to Butler Basketball on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
Your local McDonald's restaurants are now hiring, and they're looking for hardworking, enthusiastic individuals who want to be a part of a winning team. McDonald's believes a job is about seizing an opportunity to learn, grow, and succeed. They also offer a wide variety of benefits, such as flexibility, education, and professional skills. So if you enjoy working with people and love to learn new things, stop by your local McDonald's restaurant and apply in person, or visit McDonaldsTAM.com and click on careers. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job.
The Golden Tornado trailed by four coming into this quarter. And after Greg Shakulski made one of two on a pair of free throws, it was 53-48. Since that time, the Golden Tornado have dominated play. They have outpaced Pine Richland in the fourth quarter, 22-7. And now we'll inbound the ball underneath after the made three by Logan Murray. Again, an 11-point game. The Rams with two timeouts left. Butler with two. 58.7 seconds to go. Patton to inbound. Looking. Still looking. Needs to get it in and finds Morton. Morton double-team. Working his way through defenders, and he is fouled. It is Kyle Pulse who will be charged with the reach. So that will send Morton back to the line to shoot two. Here comes the first for Ethan. That one is off the front of the rim and no good. Second one no good as well. Pine with the board. Here comes Pulse. Bounces it over to Shakulski. Corner to Murray. That is a... He is fouled on the three. So he's going to go to the line to shoot three. And again, I urge people, don't leave early. You got to wait till this thing hits triple zeros with Pine Richland. They don't go anywhere. And now Logan Murray will go to the line to shoot three. Possibility to make this an 8-point game. He misses the first, though. So Pine with two timeouts. And again, this three stops the clock for the Rams. Second one for Murray. This one falls. So now we've got a 10-point game, 70-60. Murray hits the second. Pine will show full court pressure, only trailing now by nine. They get it into Carney. Carney bringing it up the floor, facing a double team in the corner. He turns it over. Petcash comes away with it. Corner to Shakulski. Three on the way is good. Timeout, Pine Richland. It is now a 6-point game with 39.1 seconds to go. You've seen it too many times with Pine Richland. They did it just last Saturday against Peters Township, coming back from a 17-point deficit. I've seen this game too many times. I've seen this scene too many times. If you thought this game, when it was an 11-point lead, was over, that's not the case. So now we've got a 6-point game, 70-64, and Pine still has a timeout in their pocket. Now the Golden Tornado are in double bonus. 10 fouls for Pine Richland. 6 fouls have been committed by the Golden Tornado. Butler's got 2 timeouts as well. I mean, for the Golden Tornado, getting this ball in is paramount. And really, for the most part, just trying to get it to Ethan will be key. So again, Pine can stop the clock if they make a shot, which could potentially draw this to a one-possession game. Luke Patton will inbound. Butler stacks 4 in the forecourt. And we've got a buzzer. I don't know why it sounds, but the Golden Tornado get it in. Carney facing a double team. Back to Patton. Patton will split defenders. He turns it over. Shakulski comes away with it. He's fouled on the way up. 31 seconds to go. And that will now be Ethan Morton's 4th foul of the evening. Check that. He's got 5. Wow. I don't recall the 4th occurring. This has been unbelievable. Ethan Morton has fouled out of the game. Rain Gratzmiller will check in, the freshman point guard for the Golden Tornado. And Greg Shakulski will go to the line with an opportunity to make this a 4-point game with 31 seconds to go. The first from Shakulski is good. It is a 5-point lead for the Rams. If everything has gone wrong for the Golden Tornado in the final minute, it has to have. The second from Shakulski is up and good. Four-point game. Gratzmiller has it. Bounces it over to Patton. Swung along to Carney. The freshman will bring it up the sideline, and now will be trapped by Pine Richland. He's able to go around in the backcourt. He is stumbling, and the Golden Tornado will be called for a 10-second violation. Hold on, my friends. I think we're going to get a timeout. Clement got the timeout in before the 10-second violation was called. Hold on. Let's see how this... No, they're not going to give him the timeout. So now with a four-point lead, Pine Richland will be on offense. Shakulski over to Petcash. Petcash will go corner to Shanahan. And he is fouled, which will send Petcash to the line to shoot the one-and-one with 16.2 seconds to go. And Butler's got two timeouts in their pocket. One and one from Petcash. The first one on the way is up, and it is good. A three-point ball game as Pine Richland, 70-67 now with 16.2. Butler now just hoping to survive. The second one is good. It is a two-point lead for the Golden Tornado. The ball is inbounded to Patton. The ball is nearly turned over. Clement comes away with it. Clement behind the back gets it into the front court. He is now giving it off to Patton. We've got a foul. Oh, if I make it through this game, folks, I'll be shocked. 8.8 seconds to go in the fourth, and Maddox Clement will go to the line to shoot two. If Kennywood's looking for a new ride to find you through a roller coaster of emotions, just replay the fourth quarter of this game. Here comes the first from Clement. It is up. It is no good. .8 to go. Ethan Morton on the sideline. He is fouled out. Here comes the all-important second one. It's a three and a foul on the Golden Tornado. Luke Patton came over the top and he has hit the ground hard. And is still on the floor. Now moving as he goes to the head. I'll tell you what, folks, we got to take a timeout. 70-68 the score with 0.2 seconds to go in the fourth. We'll be back right after this. So a number of medical personnel, head coaches, Luke's mom and dad over top of them. And tell you what, folks, we'll just take another break. Just wanted to update you on what we're looking at here right now. 70-68 is the score. Butler in front of Pine Richland, but it will be Kyle Pulse who will head to the line to shoot a 1-1 with 0.2 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. And we'll be back right after this, WBUT Trib Live High School Sports Network.
You've probably heard that radio is the leading reach platform with over 93% of adults listening to AM/FM radio each month. That's an average of more than 243 million, which is higher than TV, PC, smartphone, and even tablet usage. Radio is stronger than ever as more ways to listen emerge, extending its reach to the majority of the American public, including millennials, Gen Xers, and baby boomers too. Because radio works in real time, the emotional connections made through audio have more of an impact on consumers than video or print. Business conditions can change quickly, and radio is flexible, offering fast production turnaround times, allowing advertisers to put the right message out at the right time. As a media consultant, it's my job to help you fine-tune your message, schedule it with the correct frequency on the right media platform so that you consistently reach your target audience. At Butler Radio Network, helping your business succeed is our business. To learn more, call 724-283-1500 or visit ButlerRadio.com and click on advertise. I'm Lisa Marie Kendrick, and I love what we do.
I'm Rich Miller, inviting you to tune in for Power Country, a show featuring songs and thoughts about encouragement, love, faith, family, freedom, and fun, too, from today's best artists and your country favorites. We'll share inspiring road signs, time jump back for uplifting hits, bring you heartwarming all-American salutes, and feature our song of the week. You're invited to get lifted with positively encouraging music right here in Power Country every Sunday morning at 8:30 on Butt Kickin' Country, WBUT 1050 AM.
And again, for the Golden Tornado and Pine Richland, I think it's obviously for Luke Patton, that's who you feel for here. Luke Patton, his parents, his family. But just a phenomenal game played by both teams. And, such a very unfortunate way to have this game not technically come to an end, still hanging in the balance. And obviously a trip to the Whipple Finals also in the balance here for both these teams as they're trying to play for the Whipple title. And in the final second, Luke Patton suffering an injury as Patton now will be lifted onto the cart, met with a round of applause by the fans on both sides. Patton supported by all of his teammates who come over to offer signs of encouragement, and also met by the Pine Richland players. Matt Clement will lean in to give Patton some words of encouragement as well as Jeff Ackerman. Of course, Jeff Ackerman has been through an emotional season as well. His son Bryson suffering from a rare condition that has really united the Pine Richland community. Has united all the Whipple basketball community. It's been a phenomenal showing of strength and grace and class by Whipple basketball. For Bryson Ackerman, and again, I think the pure sportsmanship coming out from both of these teams in this situation after a tragic injury to Luke Patton. And again, pure speculation on our part, exactly what happened, but no question he came down awkwardly on Kyle Pulse, hit the floor hard, and thus resulting in a foul and Luke Patton's injury. And so now, you still have a game to finish. 0.2 seconds to go. They don't really train you in practice for this. A chance to go to the championship, to the 6A championship, the title game. You've been waiting after a devastating injury to the opposing team, or if you're the Golden Tornado, the devastating injury to your own teammate. And now it will be a 1-1 situation. Kyle Pulse tonight, by my count, has scored 20 points. He's got a 1-1 opportunity with 0.2 seconds to go. And after all of that, the Golden Tornado taking a timeout as both teams getting set in the paint. This whole stadium's on their feet. The arena has risen with an opportunity for Kyle Pulse to, well, there's a number of scenarios that could occur here. He could make both free throws, which would send this game to overtime with 0.2 seconds to go. He could hit the front end of the 1-1, and we have seen Pine Richland tip it in. Now, again, for them to get a shot off with 0.2 seconds to go would be quite difficult. In fact, you can only tip in from under 0.3, so you cannot even get a shot off inside of 0.3. So this is going to be on the refs as well to watch and follow all of that. And for the Golden Tornado, your hope is he misses it. You get the rebound, and you go to the Whipple 6A title game with an opportunity to play Mount Lebanon, who beat Cannon McMillan 58-37. But it's on the hands of Kyle Pulse. Charlie Cranebunker, Mason Montag on the inside for the seal. Peck Cash and Llewellyn there. Kyle Pulse will get the ball front end of the 1-1 to bring this to a one-point game. Spins it in his hands. Lets it release. Misses the first! Golden Tornado are going to the Whipple set! Going to the finals! Unbelievable! It's, you can't draw it up, folks. You cannot draw this up. 70-68 after a valiant comeback from Pine Richland.
Kyle Pulse misses the front end of the 1-1, and Butler is going to the Peterson Event Center. Wow. We've got to get to a break. This has been a remarkable game. We'll be back right after this. WBUT and the Triple Live High School Sports Network.
Every team plays better when they're at home. And when it comes to choosing a personal injury attorney, having a home court advantage matters. I'm attorney Ray Conlon, and at Conlon Tarker, we believe that attorneys have a duty to not only their clients, but to the communities they serve. That's why we are proud sponsors of our local sports teams, and that's why we work tirelessly to fight for you if you've been involved in any type of accident that has resulted in personal injury or death. After all, there's a reason they call it a home court advantage. Learn more at ConlonTarker.com or call for a free case evaluation. Conlon Tarker, we fight for you.
The Butler Transit Authority congratulates the Butler High School boys basketball team and coaches on their great season. Your team accomplishments of working towards a mutual goal will help prepare you for life's challenges. Each team member's individual commitment to the group effort is truly what makes a team work. Working towards the common vision and focus of winning each game on the way to a championship. The Butler Transit Authority salutes the Butler High School team for their efforts and wishes them well on their quest for a championship.
Stans Transmission, specializing in transmission maintenance and repair on any make and all models. Engine and differential rebuilding, inspections, emissions, towing, tire, and brake repairs. All transmission rebuilds are guaranteed at 24 months and 24,000 miles, or at 3 years and 100,000 miles. 62 years of experience. They honor all aftermarket warranties. Stans Transmission is open Monday through Saturday, located in North Versailles. Stans Transmission, we're with you every mile. Seton Hill University now offers a 4-year Bachelor of Science degree in nursing. Classes begin in fall 2019. As a student in Seton Hill's Wookich School of Nursing, you will enjoy the best in academic, clinical, and research facilities. Faculty with extensive nursing experience will prepare you to become a valuable part of any healthcare team. At Seton Hill, you will learn from people who care about you, while you prepare to transform the quality of healthcare for others. Learn more at setonhill.edu/nursing.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurances accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
It doesn't get more bizarre, it does not get more intense, it does not get more dramatic than what has happened in this ballgame tonight. Final score, the Butler Golden Tornado defeat Pine Richland 70-68. It was a whirlwind of emotions, it was a roller coaster ride, it was just about as bizarre. Again, let me tell you, this is a radio broadcaster. I try my best to paint this picture. I do not envy my friends in print journalism to try to describe what has happened here tonight, because I don't think there is any accurate way to describe it. It's a situation where really you had to see it or hear it to even think that this could possibly happen. That the Golden Tornado would be working with an 11-point lead with a minute to go, and that Pine Richland would come back to make it a 2-point game. That Ethan Morton would foul out. That the Golden Tornado would miss a number of free throws coming down the stretch to give Pine Richland the opportunity. And then Pine Richland comes down, bringing it down the floor. Kyle Pulse, driving the lane, is fouled by Luke Patton, who then, unfortunately for Luke Patton, goes down to a very difficult injury, has to be taken off on the stretcher. 15 minutes between the time of that and then the time of the free throws occurred. You send Kyle Pulse to the line. Kyle Pulse tonight, the leading scorer for the Rams, in which he was 2 of 3 earlier in this game from the line, goes to shoot the front end of the 1-1 and misses. And conclusion of the game. That's what happened. It was bizarre. It was unusual. But it sends the Butler Golden Tornado back to the Peterson Event Center the second time in the past 3 years. And give Ethan Morton credit. 40 points tonight for Ethan. He was 14 of 20 from the line, not traditionally his free throw shooting percentage. It's normally a little bit better. The Golden Tornado got a 1-of-2 effort from the line from Mason Montag, 3-of-5 from Luke Patton and Maddox Clement. Coming down the stretch, missed two big ones that gave the Rams that opportunity, but he had a big three, and the Golden Tornado are going to the Peterson Event Center. Taking a look at scoring totals for you, we'll start with Pine Ridgeland first. 20 points for Kyle Pulse, 17 points for Greg Shikulski, 12 points for Daniel Petcash, 9 points for Colin Llewellyn, 5 points for Patrick Shanahan, and 5 points for Logan Murray. For the Golden Tornado, it was the big man, Ethan Morton, dropping 40 points tonight in a terrific effort, and an effort that saw him foul out late in the game and left this in the hands of Golden Tornado players who aren't traditionally used to being in that position. But he had 40. 17 points from Devin Carney, a tremendous performance from the freshman. 9 points for Luke Patton, and this broadcast in the Butler community and the Pine Richland community, and I'm sure the Whitfield basketball community, wishes him the best and hopes for a speedy recovery. 3 points for Maddox Clement, 1 point for Mason Montag. The Golden Tornado hang on. And again, that may be underselling the word, hang on, to a 70-68 win over Pine Richland, only their second time they have defeated the Rams, only the second time in the past 9 games they have defeated Pine Richland. But it sends them to the Whitfield Finals to take on an opponent they have seen already. Mount Lebanon defeating Cannon McMillan 58-39. So it will be Butler and the Big Macs. The Golden Tornado will have revenge on their mind. We'll, of course, have the broadcast for you here on WBUT. And, heck, folks, we'll make it a simulcast. We'll throw it on the FM as well, 97.7 FM. We'll carry the game, too. And, of course, you can hear it here on the Trib Live High School Sports Network. A big thanks to Anthony Willison back at the studio for helping me out in what was most assuredly described as a bizarre basketball game, to say the least. Final score, the Butler Golden Tornado slay Goliath, 70-68. They move to the Whitfield 6A final game, and this broadcaster needs to go grab a drink of water. We'll talk to you again on Saturday, my friends. Butler beating Pine Richland 70-68, and you heard it right here on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
You have been listening to Butler Golden Tornado Basketball on WBUT 1050 AM and the Trib Live High School Sports Network. Tonight's broadcast has been brought to you in part by Butler County District Attorney Rich Goldinger, the Butler Health System, the law firm of Dylan McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham, your local McDonald's restaurants, Keelan Dental, Conlon Tarker Attorneys at Law, The Bus, and Butler Transit Authority, Mars Bank, Attorney Jerry Polisic, Old Stonewall Golf Club. Thank you for listening to this edition of Butler Golden Tornado Basketball. This has been a live presentation of WBUT 1050 AM and the Butler Radio Network.